go through some of the phrases. This is not definitive, just some idea, you know, so you have an idea of Guruji. So first, sa ni sa dha. Sa ni sa dha.
Sa ni sa dha.
Ma dha ni dha sa. Dha ga re ga re sa.
Dha ga re ga re sa.
Dha ga. Dha re ni re ga re sa. Dha re ni re ga re sa. This won't come in todi. Re ni re ga re sa. Listen again. Da re ni re ga re sa.
Da re ni re sa.
Da. Some of you saying ni but not singing ni. Dha re ni re ni re ga re sa. It's different. Dha re dha ga re. That happens. We did that. Dha ga. This is ni re ga. Dha re ni re ga re sa. Good. Dha re ni re ga re sa.
Dha re ni re ga re sa.
Good. Next phrase. Sa, two parts, this phrase. First part, sa re ga dha. good. First part again. Sa re ga dha.
Sa re ga dha.
Ma dha re ga re sa. So you see where the nyas is. Nyas is where we pause. You spend time. Sa re ga dha ma dha re ga re sa. Dha and re. Sa re ga ma ma. I'm not doing this. This is not in character, you know. Sa re ga dha ma dha re ga re sa. Try.
Sa re ga dha ma dha re ga re sa.
Good. Yeah. Dha re dha ma ga re. So the re here, lagao, how we use re is from ga. Re dha re. So ma comes just dha ma dha. But if you say dha ma ga re, it's, you know, the musicality khatam ho jandi hai. You know, so if you say maga, they're not very important sur in this. So dha re. Correct. This is very khas phrase of Gujari. Ma dha re ga re sa. Sa re ga dha ma dha re ga re sa.
Sa re ga dha ma dha re ga re sa.
Yeah. So you see, it goes dha to re. If we were singing todi, dha ma ga ma re ga re sa, thoda alag ho janda. Dha ma ga ga ma re ga re sa. Speed also different. Just to show you some differentiation, you know. Then, second last phrase. This is the antara phrase. Means, in bandish you know sthai and antara, you know. In alap you also have same concept. Antara is when you go to the high sa. Always antara is, you know, going to sa. So in alap, this phrase is the antara phrase, how to go to sa. Dha dha ma ga.
Dha dha ma ga.
Ma dha ni dha sa.
Ma dha ni dha sa.
Good. Dha dha ma dha ni dha sa.
Dha dha ma ga.
One more time. It's important to remember this, because always you have to go to Haisa. So you have to know how, what is the best way. If you want to quickly invite Gujri here, in the higher portion, this is how you do, you know, in the most characteristic way. It's not wrong, you can skip the first half. Madhani dhasa, it's also fine. Dha dha ma ga ma dha ni da sa. It's just a bit more in character, you know. Last. Sa ni sa dha.
Sa ni sa dha.
Ma dha. Sa ni sa dha.
Sa ni sa dha.
Ma dha re ga re sa.
Ma dha re ga re sa.
Good. This is characteristic phrases. You know, alap, just I want to mention, alap is, again, big subject, you know, because you're really going into rag. As much as rag is a huge subject, you know, alap is the, you know, bandish is like a fixed, like a snapshot. You know, someone, rag is there, someone took a snapshot and put it in bandish, you know, and you have a taste of that when you listen to bandish. Alap is like someone taking you in the scene, not just the snapshots, taking you through, showing you this character, all of the different aspects and how much time you have to spend with the character. The more you get to know, the more you can see all of the detail and, you know, everything. So same with alap. You can sing for an hour, 2 hours, one rag, or you can sing in 30 seconds, you know, just give shorter time. I'll do then with the phrases, you know, because this sargam is not nice for some alap, you know. We use the syllables, you know, a ra na na te ta ra na na ri na noon. Ri na ra. Te ta ra na na a ra na 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 ri ra ra na na a ra na na. Just some example, you know.
You just said at the beginning, before you started, the phrases are.
Yeah.
Could you tell us what those are?
Yeah, this is. I think it's a little bit beyond the scope of our today's session, you know. Okay. If we have another time, you know, I'm happy to go through. Aisi koi baat hi nahi hai. But just. I think it's better if we get a little bit of the bandish. You know, yeah, because it's such a huge subject, all the grammar, all the syllables, how to use the syllables, you know, we could spend a couple of days just going into that, you know, so I think it's for another time. So the syllables derive from, like we sing Mangalacharan, you know, as invocation. So Mangalacharan is a very old concept, you know, it's not unique to Kirtan or anything. And Mangalacharan gaun vaste alag alag mantra da istemal hunda si. So one form of mantra which was used as invocation, always invoking Akal Purukh, the divine entity, you know. Om Ananta Hari Narayana Tarana Tarana Tum. So Narayana. Na ra na na. When you know, when singing alap, the syllables became abstracted from the mantra. So Hari became, so Hari Om, Hari Om became Ri Noom, Ri Noom, from Hari Om. Narayana, 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 you know? Ananta, Anana, Ananta, you know? So this basically derived from old Mangalacharan mantra, you know. Hari Om Ananta Hari Narayana Tarana Tarana, you know. Tarana 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 Tarana. So this is the basically the origin of these syllables, and some different gharanas have slight variation, but the source is from old way of singing Alap Mangalacharan, you know.